are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
So before I start, just one more Reformation story. At the last church I was at, they were super into the Reformation to the point where they had people dressing up for the Reformation, and the pastor would get into full Scottish regalia. There was a guy there who had, I think, a closet full of all of it. So I went over for a fitting, and I got the buckles and the belts and the blouse and the kilt and the socks, and I was there and preaching in a kilt, and I learned something very uncomfortable about Scottish regalia that day. You carry a knife in your sock when you're dressed in that. So I'm sitting there preaching with this knife, and it's visible because I'm wearing a kilt, so I've got this knife just right here on my leg. I don't know if the sermon was any good, but I think people listened. But I'm not armed today, so don't worry. If you fall asleep, we're all good. Listen for the word of God from the Gospel of Mark. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.' And the second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have said truly that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question." This story is important. I think many of us have probably heard this before a number of times. This is one of those stories where you know it's important because it appears in three of the Gospels. It's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And each of the three versions vary slightly, but the essence remains the same. When it comes down to it, the most important things for us to do, Jesus affirms that we are to love our God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. That is it. Now, in Matthew and Luke, the question was asked as a way of testing Jesus. But in Mark, the scribe came near Jesus because he heard him disputing with others. That's something different. The scribe heard him and came to him, knowing that he was answering well. This guy's got something going on. I wonder what he thinks about this. And one thing that surprises me is the way that people react to him saying this profound piece of wisdom. I wouldn't say they greet it with a shrug, but they kind of treat it as fact. In Matthew, that's just the end of the story. They just move on to the next thing. But in Mark, if we heard, it's the scribe responds by saying, "You are right, teacher." Like, you already knew the answer. And in Luke, Jesus doesn't even bother answering the question. He's asked the question, "What is the greatest commandment, or what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And instead of answering the question, Jesus says, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" And then the lawyer is the one who answers, "Love God, love neighbor." So if it's common knowledge, and it sounds like it might have been back then, why are we bothering to talk about it? Everybody knows about it, so why is this so important to us? Well, I think it's because often we think of laws as specific, something concrete, very clear directions. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. You either kill or you don't kill. You steal or you don't steal. There's a binary here. Now, of course, there are nuances to these laws, and nuances that have been debated, you know, what is the ethical line for stealing or killing? But at their core, it's about how we behave. It's about what we do. But these two laws, love God, love neighbor, that's not a binary outcome. These two laws are a matter of inward sense that then create in us an outward reflection. John Calvin, about 500 years ago, reflected on this passage by saying, "It now appears from this summary that in the commandments of the law, God does not look at what men can do, but what they ought to do." It's about where your heart is. It's aspirational. No set end, no on-off switch. And that's good. It helps us to know that there is no end to this. You know, if Jesus said, you know, he was asked, what's the most important law? And he says, yeah, that's probably, don't eat shellfish. That would be pretty easy, right? Like, done, I did it. Good for me. But that's not the case here, because the boundaries of love are so fuzzy. You can't kind of eat a shrimp, but you can kind of love your neighbor. And these laws, these two give us the focus on how to live our lives. The inward working of the law changes how we live. Love God and love neighbor. I think the way that Jesus frames it in Matthew is just wonderful. After sharing those two commandments, he says, "On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So in light of Jesus' declaration on these commandments on which all law hangs, we have a new lens with which to look at the law. In one of his sermons, Martin Luther, this guy right here, he picks up on this thread. On this hangs the law and the prophets. And he says, "We are also to notice here that all the works of the law are not commanded merely for the purpose that we simply just perform them. Yea, if these commandments oppose the love of our neighbor, he wants us to renounce and annul them." So when Jesus says that the whole of the law and the prophets hang on these two things, then the law and the prophets become refracted through that lens. What Luther is saying is that God doesn't just give us a bunch of laws so we can follow it. God's desire for us is not just obedience, but it's about love. It's about love. It's not that we just do what God says blindly. And so if the law does not accomplish this, if the law doesn't teach us or lead us to love, then we can do without it. And especially when the law causes us to love our neighbor less. So in the sermon that I brought up from Martin Luther, he talks about this, and he talks a lot about whether or not circumcision is necessary. But I'm going to talk about shellfish. Hope you don't mind. Leviticus 11 says, "Anything in the seas or the streams that does not have fins and scales, of the swarming creatures in the waters and among all the other living creatures that are in the waters, they are detestable to you, and detestable they shall remain." Full confession, I don't like shellfish, so I agree, but but what is this about this commandment that brings us closer to God? Does it bring us closer to loving God? Does it bring us closer to loving our neighbor? The fact that the law hangs on these two commandments means that maybe we don't have to worry so much about shellfish. And this is something that Jesus exemplified in his ministry when he was here among us. Jesus honored the Sabbath, loved the Sabbath, kept it holy. But sometimes people were hungry, or people were sick, or people needed help. And so Jesus, who loves and honors the Sabbath, would heal them, would help them, would feed them, would work on the Sabbath. So let's look at the law. Jesus is a sinner. Jesus committed a sin. He violated the law. But when we listen to what Jesus is telling us, when we hear the love of God being reflected in the law, then we know that in violating that law, Jesus was upholding a much higher, holier law of love. So we can go through a checklist of laws here and see where they fall, right? Love or not love, right? Do not kill? Yes, obviously. Do not bear false witness? The same, yes. Have no idols? Yep. Don't wear blended fabrics? I'm going to say no on that one. But so obviously, these are ones that we can keep or discard. We know these ones. It's pretty easy for us to see. But sometimes it can be trickier. Like a law from Leviticus 13, which states that people with leprosy are unclean. So that made sense, right? That makes sense in a community where leprosy spreads easily and decimates the community. These people are unclean. They cannot be with us. Otherwise, the entire community falls. That's loving. That's loving the neighbor. But now we know more about leprosy. We know more about medicine. We know how to protect ourselves. And we can do this without shunning people, without declaring people unclean, without pushing people to the margins. So this law that God gave us was a loving law. But over time and through further growth and revelation, we can recognize now that it no longer is loving. And so we can go without it. One of my favorite phrases from the Reformation is the phrase reformata semper reformanda, which means reformed and always being reformed. By saying this, it's a way of saying that the Spirit is not done speaking to us, that the work of discerning God's will is not yet over, and that we need to be open to being changed by the Spirit and to welcome love into our hearts as the Spirit guides us. The law about leprosy became less loving, so we reformed our way of thinking to show our love to our neighbor. Always being reformed. We cannot stay blind to the movement of the Spirit. Out of blind obedience to archaic laws. We cannot be blind to the Spirit because we're too attached to those laws out of habit. Leviticus 25, verse 44. Your male and female slaves are to come from the nations around you. From them, you may buy slaves. This law justified slavery. That's not loving. That's not loving God or neighbor. It's abusing God. And so what do we do with this law? We recognize that God's love is not reflected, and we do not, cannot, should not have that law be one that we follow. Leviticus 18:22. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. This law from Leviticus has been used to abuse our beloved LGBTQ siblings for centuries. Semper reformanda, always being reformed, listening to what is loving, and to know that this law demonstrates the opposite of love. There are times, too, when we see laws that we disregard. These aren't worthy of attention. We don't need to worry about these ones. But what happens if we are to look with the lens of love on this law? From Leviticus 19, the foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. Or how about this one? And I'm going to really, really push this one, too. Do not take interest or any profit from them, but fear your God so that they may continue to live among you. You must not lend them money at interest or sell them food at a profit. What does it mean to think about how we love God and how we love our neighbors through these laws. Something that we can always think about, that we can keep being reformed, listening to the love of God and the love of neighbor. I return finally to Martin Luther, who in this same sermon, referring to these commandments, said that we are to conclude, all works are nothing that do not originate in love or are against love. No commandments should be in force except those in which the law of love can be exercised. No commandments should be enforced unless the law of love can be exercised. So friends, siblings, beloved, let us glory in that law, the law of love. Let us be open to the movement of the Spirit, always, always listening to how we love each other, understanding those places in which we have erred and need growth, because we are people of change, learning and growing together. So let us welcome the Spirit and give ourselves up, yield ourselves to the love of God, and bring that love to all our neighbors. Let us pray. Loving and merciful God, we give thanks that you give us these laws to guide us. And we confess that we complicate the laws by over-examining them and living them out too strictly. And we give thanks that you simplified them. Love God, love neighbor, love you, love each other. We give thanks that by simplifying this, you've introduced a world of complexity. And in that, we feel your Spirit, see your movement, and grow greater and closer together in the love that you call us to. Amen.